Welcome in Columbus on the campus of The Ohio State University. So many fans have been through those gates to watch different games with the Buckeyes, and now your opportunity is here to get an up-close and personal look at the Ohio Stadium. Today, I'm joined by the Director of Guest and Event Services for the Ohio State Department of Athletics, Evan Durr. Evan, tell me about this new wonderful stadium tour program that you have going on.
Yeah, we're so excited to really relaunch our program. So we've been given tours for about 20 years, but we didn't really promote it. So a lot of people didn't know it even existed. And so we're kind of revamping and relaunching the program publicly now, so that all of our big Buckeye fans across the state and really across the country can come in and go behind the scenes of the stadium.
It is such a great opportunity, and I know of so many fans that have been waiting to do this. 472 defeats of Ohio State opponents in that stadium. They've been playing there for 102 seasons. That's very impressive.
It is.
And it's the first football stadium ever listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Now, there are a couple of different ways that fans can enjoy these tours, a couple of different tour packages, right, Evan?
Yeah. So we, you know, with this new revamp program that we've got, we decided to give two different types of tour opportunities to our fans. And so if you've only got an hour of time, which a lot of folks, when you're coming in and out of town for business, or, you know, you only have a little bit of time from a weekend birthday party you're visiting, you can go on our basic tour, which will take you into the press box and the Huntington Club and the President's Suite, and ultimately ends down on the field at Ohio Stadium, where you'll get to walk on the sidelines, walk on the field, out to the Blocko, take all the pictures you could ever desire. And then we decided, why not open the home locker room? We've never done it before. We've never taken fans in there. Even when we were kind of doing some of these tours over the last 20 years, we never took folks into the home locker room. And so you can upgrade for just a few dollars more to our VIP tour, and we'll take you into the band center, the recruit room, and into that home locker room. So you get to see right where the Buckeyes get dressed and ready on game day.
As Evan said, there are prices for these tours. It's not free, but it is an important part of Ohio Stadium's kind of fundraising income generation. The 60-minute basic tour that he first mentioned is $30 for adults, $20 for youth, and the extended 90-minute VIP stadium tour, $35 for adults, $25 for youth. And there are discounts offered. So if maybe you have a group of school students, or a corporate group, or maybe a group from your church that would like to come and do this together, you can also explore discounts for those larger groups of people. And I also understand, Evan, that no tour taker is going to walk away empty-handed. Everyone gets a gift, right?
Yeah, that's true. So we've created a limited edition. You can only get it if you go on a stadium tour. It's a challenge coin. And so it's a limited edition challenge coin. So the design will change every year. So we've got a special coin design for this year, for 2024. And there'll be a brand new one next year in 2025. So everybody that goes on a tour will get one of those coins. And then our guests that upgraded that VIP tour to go into the locker room and the band center, we also give you a souvenir credential. So just a nice little parting gift that you can wear on your tour and put in your keepsake box at home, or put on the wall in your man cave, your fan cave down in the basement.
Just when you avid collectors thought you had everything you could possibly have that was Buckeye related, we've got new stuff for you. So there you go.
Yeah, brand new item. Nobody's going to get it unless you get on a tour.
Now, Evan, you mentioned a little earlier that the home locker room portion of the tour is a new feature that has not really been seen by many members of the public before. It begs the question, are there any places in Ohio Stadium that would be off limits no matter what?
Definitely. There's always a couple places, but you know, we've got some ideas brewing. We're thinking about maybe an extra behind the scenes tour this fall, maybe around Halloween time, maybe where we take folks on a special behind the scenes tour of even other places that nobody's ever gone. You know, when we come up with some of these ideas, we're thinking like the bell tower. Very few people have ever gone up in the bell tower. Those towers above the North Rotunda up there on the north end of the stadium. And we're just batting around some ideas there. So maybe we'll see something come this fall with an extra behind the scenes tour like that.
Evan Durr is the Director of Guest and Event Services for Ohio State University's Department of Athletics. They just relaunched formally a Ohio Stadium Tour program. It's been happening for a while, but was never really advertised. And now they want you to know about it. All you have to do is go online to get yourself all set up. What is that website, Evan?
It's going to be ohiostadiumtours.com.
All
or
right.
You can Google it and you'll find it. But ohiostadiumtours.com will get you right onto our site. That's where you can book your tickets. We run tours 5 days a week during the summer here. We'll do a couple Saturdays and Sundays as well during that busy season. But you just pick your time slot and purchase tickets online. And then if you've got that large group too, from a school or a sport team or your business wants to do a team building activity, there's a request form online and a member of our tour staff will reach out and help you get set up.
It's a great gift opportunity also, you know, if there's that really big Buckeye fan that you're trying to think, what can I get them? They have everything. This might be it. So check it out. OhioStadiumTours.com. Now, Evan's not going anywhere. Coming up on Ohio Sports Magazine, he is going to share with us some opportunities to get hired to work at Ohio Stadium and other athletic facilities throughout the campus. So don't go anywhere. We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Are you hangry for Buckeye baseball? Matt Andrews brings you every Big Ten game on our family of fan networks. 1460 AM, The Fan's HD2, and The Fan app. Your home for Ohio State athletics, The Fan. Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
I'm Kate Burdett, back with Evan Durr, the Director of Guest and Event Services for the Ohio State University Department of Athletics. Coming up in the coming week, there's an opportunity. If you've always wanted to be part of the action at Ohio Stadium, on Ohio State's campus for athletic activities, there is a Red Coat and Usher hiring event coming up in the next few days. Okay, Evan, what are the dates coming up and what do we need to know about getting hired as Red Coats?
Well, a lot of people always wonder, how can I become a red coat or a stadium usher? And fortunately, we've got the opportunity now, and we will actually pay you to come to football games and to concerts at the stadium. So our first hiring event will be May 15th and 21st at Ohio Stadium. So just here, coming up in the next few days, weeks here, we've got this opportunity for you to come in, do a quick interview, meet some of our team, and then we'll see if you get selected to join that red coat usher crew.
What is a general number, a ballpark figure of how many people you'll be hiring in these positions?
Well, most people are really shocked, and we tell them that we have almost 1,200 red coats and ushers that work every game day. And so we hire about 100 or so every year from just natural turnover, retirements, and that sort of thing. So this summer, between our May hiring event and again in July, the end of July, we'll hire again. We're looking for about 100 or so new red coats and ushers to join the team.
They scan tickets, help guests find their seats, and direct them to different services and concessions around the venues. And you don't have to have any experience. Contrary to some belief, you don't have to be an Ohio State alum. You just need to have a willingness to help others and want to be friendly and provide a remarkable experience for guests. And it's such an exciting place to be. I don't recall ever stepping into Ohio Stadium or the Shot or any other venue on the campus and not just immediately feeling that electricity. And a lot of it is because of staff members like the Red Coats. They are always so helpful and friendly. And now, do you have a specific type of person other than somebody who is friendly and outgoing and wants to help? I know a lot of retirees seek out these positions, right?
Yeah, like you said, you know, you don't have to be an alum or anything like that. Anybody over the age of 18, as long as you're friendly, outgoing, and just want to be a part of the action and help our fans, you know, we'll hire you onto the team. And so that's truly the person we're looking for. We obviously do get a lot of retirees that apply for this job. We get a lot of folks that are nearing retirement. They've got 5-10 years left, you know, in their real life job, as we call it. And they're looking for something to do as they transition eventually into retirement. And this is a great opportunity For folks. But I got to say, you can start at age 18 and above. And that's how we've got so many of our staff members that hit 45, 50 years of service with us. They started really young and they stuck with it for many years.
A lot of people want these positions, especially when they go to events. And, you know, you mentioned concerts and things. As a red coat, perhaps you will be backstage. You might have a brush with greatness. You never know. It's
true.
Really exciting. I know we've talked about it before, I think last year on Ohio Sports Magazine, but just for those who have not yet been sort of initiated into Buckeye culture, what is the difference primarily between being a red coat or an usher?
Yeah, so there is a little bit of a difference, and we make you pick when you come in for your interview. You got to make a final decision which group you want to try to join. And so our ushers are, you know, truly ushering. They work the seating areas throughout the whole stadium, helping guests find their seats, showing them around, dealing with any issues or emergencies in the seating areas. And they're, you know, kind of that face in the seats, while the redcoats are more on the outskirts. So they're scanning tickets, they're working at Skull Session, the Huntington Club, guest services booths, kind of all around the perimeter outside the seating area is what a red coat does. And so we let you pick when you come in. You get to pick, but you got to make that decision when you come in and interview with us.
Is the pay the same?
The pay is exactly the same. Yeah. So nobody makes more than the other. Yep. Paid exactly the same.
Okay. All right. Excellent. So coming up, the first one is on May 15th, another on May 21st. Both are from 2 to 7 p.m., and they are on site at Ohio Stadium. And we also have a couple more coming up later in the summer, July 24th and 25th. If you go to OhioStateBuckeyes.com and search Redcoat, you can find all of this information online. Evan Durr with the Ohio State University Department of Athletics, I thank you so much for your time today, for doing double duty for us on Ohio Sports Magazine.
Go Bucks.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Hey, folks, it's game day, and the betting's going to be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right. You got to pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
Proper tree care is an investment that can lead to substantial returns and increased personal enjoyment. Hiring a certified arborist can help care for your trees and add considerable value to your property. Inspections by Ohio ISA certified arborists can often find and mitigate tree defects before they fail. Only professionals with specialized knowledge and training are properly equipped to provide appropriate care. To find an arborist, visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees4ohio.org.
Have you experienced foot or ankle pain during or after sports, running, or exercising at the gym? Nagging aches in your foot or ankle that won't go away? Podiatric Physicians can provide you with important foot care solutions, shoe inserts, or show you how to support your feet and ankles so you're able to compete or exercise comfortably. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association Podiatric Physicians are located throughout the state and have been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Flexible, secure, fun. Oh, and great pay, too. Are you not sure what you want to do for a career? Or are you thinking of changing careers? Being a dental hygienist or dental assistant may be the perfect fit for you and provides all of these perks plus more. Talk with a dentist in your community or visit ODA.org to learn more. Become a valuable member of the dental team and start helping people love their smile. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
I'm Kate Burdett, joined today by Kelly McCarthy, Todd Hathaway, and Jalen Baldwin. They are a part of the Cleveland Foundry Organization, and what that organization seeks to do is to transform lives of Cleveland's youth through the sports of rowing and sailing, and they're here to tell us about that and so much more that happens at the Foundry. Hi, everyone.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey there.
I'm really excited to learn more about what the Foundry does in Cleveland. So whoever would like to start, kind of just tell me about how things got started with the Foundry and how you, you know, began this process of reaching out to youth to get them involved in sailing and rowing.
Sure. Yeah. So the Foundry is Cleveland's Community Rowing and Sailing Center. So the Foundry started, a few years ago out of the recognition that, you know, we're here in Cleveland, Ohio with two incredible bodies of water right in our backyard, Lake Erie and the Cuyahoga River. And those bodies of water hold so much potential for recreation, and sports that can really change people's lives. Rowing and sailing are both lifelong sports. And there was a recognition that for kids in the Cleveland area, there wasn't really much of a way for kids to get involved in those sports. So Mike and Gina Troublecock, the founders of the Foundry, decided to take it upon themselves to change that. All three of their kids were rowers in college, and they wanted to make sure that all kids in Cleveland had that opportunity to experience the life-changing benefits of rowing and sailing. So they created the Foundry to create access where there wasn't any for middle school and high school students to engage in the sports of rowing and sailing. So previously where you had to, you know, maybe belong to a yacht club or go to a school that had a rowing team, which was very, very few schools. Now, because of the Foundry, any student in any part of the greater Cleveland area can participate on a rowing and sailing team.
It sounds like you're really seeking to break down some of the barriers, socioeconomic, geographic, all of those things that may prevent someone from discovering this wonderful world of rowing and sailing. Jalen, I know you are the outreach and recruitment manager for this program, and I would love to hear about how strategically you go into the community to recruit members of your program.
I know it's pretty cool the way we do it. It's like a step down unit, so we can come into different gym classes, recreational centers, and we bring our rowing machines and we teach them how to row. We show them the equipment and then potentially have them like on a team. But it's also, it's a different perspective for a lot of students. For myself, I like got through the Foundry through CMSD and ended up here again, like full circle. So going out and talking to parents, because my parents was not into it at all. So going out to those parents and saying the same things my parents were saying, like, hey, this is a water sport. You're not doing it at all. But to go to those parents and say, hey, I went through this program. Your kid has shown a lot of interest in it and they really want to try this sport. So there's a lot of barriers that's in the sport, but also this boathouse itself is like a one of one, but it's also a wraparound supportive system.
As an alum of the program, Jalen, what can you tell me? What was it that attracted you to this opportunity?
It wasn't a diverse sport. So that was kind of like a fear, but also it was a driving factor to make me want to make a difference in it. So like I know for a fact here in Cleveland, Ohio, the U.S. like national diversity is like 0 point a bunch of numbers. Here in Cleveland, that number is really, really small. Even like on a coaching level, I know I'm the only African-American coach here in Cleveland, but also to know that I can be a driving factor to help make these teams more diverse and the water more welcoming to the African-American community.
And the intention really is to highlight diversity in the sport of rowing and how far we've been able to come as a community and the goal of making the sport of rowing a more diverse and inclusive and accessible community that really represents the community of Cleveland. And also to acknowledge, you know, how far we still have to go.
Todd Hathaway, you're the program manager for the Foundry and for this wonderful program that is creating this access for young people that may never be able to experience rowing and sailing and or sailing. What can you tell me about how the process works? Obviously, like you said, you've got the rowing machines, you start off on land. With young people coming into your program, what can they expect in their first couple of months?
Yeah, so we meet students where they're at, you know, whether they're at their school or at some other after-school program. We go, we hang out with them. Firstly, we want to get to know them. You know, if they end up learning about rowing and sailing, that's great. But more than anything, we want them to leave knowing that there are more adults here in Cleveland that care about them. So we meet them where they're at, and then they start to get interested in being here at the Foundry through field trips and through our after-school program. Any given day between January and now, I was going and picking up kids in a van, you know, going and I'm the bus driver. So I would go and pick up students. You start to really get to know kids. And that's just extremely important to us. So our students would be here. Some of the students would then stay for practice after school program, and their parents would end up picking them up here, which a lot of parents really like that. You don't have to worry about your kid from like 7 a.m. when you drop them off at school until 7 p.m. when you pick them up at the Foundry for practice. So our students get to experience rowing and sailing, but versus any other sport here in Cleveland, we offer something a little different. On our rowing team, we have about 37 different schools that are represented. So you start to get to know kids from other parts of Cleveland, and no other team offers that. We also have 6th grade through 12th grade. You can be on our team for 6 straight years. You don't have to relearn teammates when you go off to high school. So we offer consistency in a world where inconsistency is mostly what students get. And then we also want our students to stand at the edge of Lake Erie and not see it as a boundary or a barrier or something that's scary. We want kids to look out at Lake Erie and at the river and see something that they want to go and explore.
Wow, you really are doing a lot to break down these barriers. And with alumni of your program now actually working for your organization, I would say the proof is in the pudding that you're doing good things. The Foundry in Cleveland is what we're talking about. I recommend you look them up online, clevelandfoundry.org. And Kelly, Todd, and Jalen, I thank you so much for your time today and for the wonderful work you're doing with young people in Cleveland.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
The Fan app is about to become your new best friend. Your one-stop shop for all your favorite fan shows. ESPN Columbus and BetQL. Live or on demand, listen on your schedule. Download the 97.1 The Fan app today. It's free. Do it. This is ONN.
Earlier this week, Brian Kelly, the head football coach at Louisiana State University, made some waves with these comments.
I think I made it pretty clear in a number of the press conferences that I had that we were in the market in recruiting in the transfer portal looking for defensive linemen. It hasn't fared very well, quite frankly, because, you know, we're selling something a little bit differently. And that is we want to recruit. We want to engage, build relationships. We want to develop, retain, and have you and have success. We're not in the market of buying players, and unfortunately right now you know, that's what some guys are looking for. They want to be bought.
Kelly was referring to the fact that schools through their collectives can offer players who have put their name into the transfer portal name, image, and likeness deals to come play for their respective schools. Oftentimes these deals involve material items, but sometimes they can involve straight up cash. On ONN affiliate WBNS FM in Columbus earlier this week, ESPN's Paul Feinbaum spoke with Bo Bishop, and Bo asked Paul his thoughts on the comments made by LSU's head football coach.
I think these comments are an outlier, and quite frankly, though, I don't know anyone taking them too seriously or literally. I was in Birmingham yesterday at a golf tournament where a lot of the SEC head coaches attend. So I interviewed Kalen DeBoer and Kirby Smart, Hugh Freeze, Nick Saban, and they all had the same things to say about NIL and college football. They all say that we're in a place we don't want to be, you know, the same thing that you and I have talked about. And not one of them went in that direction. In other words, nobody's really taking Brian Kelly literally. They it sounds a little bit like Nick Saban 2 years ago when he was, you know, just astounded that Jimbo Fisher was trying to buy a class while he was at an event trying to raise money for NIL. it's comical, and I even interviewed Tommy Tuberville, the former coach turned senator, and they all mouth the same thing, and it just what it does is it makes Kelly's comments, quite frankly, be laughable.
They are. Look, he's a really smart guy, and everything that he does is pretty well thought out. I'm assuming that's the way, although I don't know about faking the accent in his introduction, but it feels like everything else is pretty well planned out and strategized. Who's he trying to, who's that comment for?
I think it's playing for friends of his in the industry. We all do it. And by the way, I interview Brian Kelly every week during the season. Mm-hmm. And he is one of the more thoughtful coaches, but I just think maybe his conscience overwhelmed him a little bit, because if you look at some of the players that he has brought in and is bringing in, there's no way they match with what he said. And by the way, nobody's even trying to hide it. I've interviewed two SEC coaches recently who both said the first thing I have to do once I finished with spring practice was go out and raise money for NIL. It's the same story. You know that. By the way, I heard more yesterday off the air about what what Ohio State spent on its most mm-hmm. recent class than maybe anything. I mean, it was and by the way, I just kind of laugh. Somebody was saying to me off the air, are you going to ask Kirby Smart about Carson Beck demanding a Lamborghini to stay? I said no, because I mean that's just part of it. And by the way, it's not like anybody's trying to hide it.
No, I mean that's the thing that was for those of us. Ohio State has always, up until this year, has taken this approach of they want to be kind of viewed, at least in their own world, as a Stanford. We're going to have 36, sports that we're going to play, but then also be Alabama in football. And I think it took three straight losses to Michigan and then watching Michigan win the national championship for Ohio State to say, yeah, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to take both hands out from behind our back. We're in a big city with a lot of corporate money, and we're going to swing with both fists. And that's really what happened. And Gene Smith and Ryan have talked about it. Gene Smith said in comments yesterday, like, I told Ryan, you need to start calling these boosters. And that's what Ryan's been doing. This is where we are. So, you think of the teams that have the arsenal to be able to do that. Ohio State obviously has about as much money as anybody, save for the oil money down in Texas. When you were talking to those coaches, Paul, one of the things that I hear consistently up here is, it's not complaining about the NIL. Like, I don't hear that. What I hear complaining about is the calendar and what is coming in December. Did you broach that subject with the coaches yesterday down in Birmingham?
It did come up. And again, we say it a lot. The portal is the evil incarnate. NIL is just accepted, and you know, can it be mandated or can it be federally legislated? Not likely, but that's what everybody talks about. But it's the collision. It's the big bang next December with the portal opening. You have recruiting going on, which is suddenly not quite as important as it used to be. You have the playoff colliding, and nobody has a clue how it's going to work, including the people that are running college football.
No, they don't. It's almost like an experiment. Let's just try it and see how it goes, which is absolutely wild. So we have a big deal up here going on with this Big Ten television package, and you obviously work at ESPN, and that's the home of the SEC from now on going forward. So the three networks are drafting these games, and this is Kevin Warren's brainchild. And despite many of the other missteps he had, I think it feels at this point that he kind of knocked this part of it out of the park with this NFL model. If you were a betting man and you were to bet on the SEC's plan of one network under one umbrella versus the Big Ten's plan, three different networks spread out over several umbrellas, which would you bet on as being the more successful in the long run?
Don't quote me on this, but I think it's the Big Ten, because I think it's a better model, because I think it keeps things everyone all off on kilter. And I work at ESPN. I go to the studios of the SEC network every day, so I'm not speaking just to be heard here. there are some advantages to what is happening with ESPN, SEC, ABC. They have total control, so they can put the games wherever they want. Yeah. And on whatever network, and do it in advance. It doesn't have to be a 7-day window. It can be. Where I think you're going to see a high degree of chaos up there, but I still like the fact that you have three different entities. It breaks it up a little bit. Not that you're getting the same announcers at ESPN, but the NFL model has been fantastically successful. And I think for all the criticism of Kevin Warren, this was very unique.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
The Fan is your home for NBA playoff action. Catch every game of the conference finals and NBA finals on The Fan and ESPN Columbus. How does one listen to such magical things? On The Fan app, silly. Download the 97.1 The Fan app today. Do it.
Nation.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time to discuss Cincinnati Reds baseball and hear from Steve Offenbaker of Locked On Reds with our Paul Keels.
This week we get a chance to talk with Steve Offenbaker, half of the Locked On Reds podcast. And Steve, as we talk this week, the big topic has been the way the Reds offense has struggled. Do we have to kind of restrain ourselves from panicking a little bit, getting how early in the season it is on this category?
You know, I think that's probably the smart play. You know, baseball is a long haul marathon, 162 games, but boy, they sure are making it hard to sit back and relax and trust the process. The offense has been historically bad, and they have wasted some tremendous pitching, and they're digging a hole that's going to be, you know, take a lot of work to get out of. So while it is early and while we shouldn't panic, they're going to have to start hitting the ball, because if they get into a much bigger hole, there's going to be big problems down the road.
Now let's go to the positive, and you just mentioned it. There has been some very good pitching, some of it from the starting group. Is that something you think that really is a good sign of what could be a good thing to come for this team, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. If they start hitting the way that the starting pitching has been going, Frankie Montas looked amazing coming back off the injured list. Hunter Green, his last couple times out, has been fantastic. You know, as we record, you know, his last two starts were 7 innings each. He allowed, you know, I think a run in each of them. Tremendous starts. Ashcraft has been great. Abbott has been great. Nick Lodolo has looked great coming off of his injury, late start season. The starting pitching is there. You know, and relief pitchers, they're going to have bad days, but by and large, the Reds bullpen has been great as well. So once you can combine some good hitting with that pitching, this team's going to be able to win a lot of baseball games.
You know, Steve, I've talked with both you and Jeff Carr about Fernando Cruz, what he's done in his role with this team. Is this a guy that just really has shown how important that setup role can be out of a bullpen?
Absolutely. The fact of the matter is Fernando Cruz has probably been the best pitcher out of the bullpen, better than Alexis Diaz. You know, obviously we're not calling for a change in closer or a controversy out there, but having that second arm, you know, Alexis Diaz can't pitch every day, and you need another guy. And the way that David Bell has been using Fernando Cruz, he's used him in that setup role, but he's also used him earlier in games in high leverage situations. Fernando Cruz is a pitcher that's willing to pitch in the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, whenever you need him to really squash any kind of rally that the other team is putting together. And Cruz has been tremendous in shutting down the other team. If he continues to pitch the way that he has thus far this season, you know, it's really, you know, closer material 1A, 1B with Diaz and Cruz.
You know, this past week there was a situation where Cruz came back out for a second inning of work after being brought in. Is that something that, you know, is that a role that maybe you don't want to lean on too much, repeating innings like that with a guy that's done what he's done, Steve?
Yeah, the thing with the multiple innings, there's lots of reasons that it's probably not a great idea to do a lot with a guy like Cruz. You know, Cruz pitches on pure adrenaline a lot of time. And once you get through that first inning and you go and you sit down in the dugout, that subsides a little bit. And pitchers struggle to find it again when they come back out. You know, starting pitchers are great at that. They're built that way and they're used to doing it. The relievers, not so much. So from a standpoint of having, you know, pitchers be in their best situation to be successful, I don't think they should do that too much with guys like Fernando Cruz. And then also just a wear and tear scenario. You know, it's a long season and you want Cruz to be available to you towards the end for what we hope is a playoff run. So, you know, they have to really manage his innings well now.
Steve, as somebody who's a fan of reading mystery novels like myself, is the Christian Encarnacion strand injury something that could be a chapter in one of those?
Oh, someday someone's going to have to explain to us what really went on with all this. You know, he gets hit in the hand down in Texas, and, you know, obviously that's going to cause some swelling and some discomfort, and it kept him out for about four games. During that time, the Reds shot an x-ray of his hand. They said, oh, we found an old fracture that's a healing fracture, but he's okay. Going to be fine. He sits out his four games. He comes back. He plays. Then somewhere along the way, they either took another x-ray or reevaluated the old x-ray and decided, oh, even though he's been playing, there is a break. And now he's on the injured list. And it doesn't make any sense to me. You know, with pitchers, sometimes you see we talk about a pitcher going on the injured list with an inflamed ERA. And in this case, this seems like a phantom injured list visit for CES, where maybe the Reds really just wanted an opportunity to shut him down and let him clear his mind and push a reset button, because he hasn't been having a lot of success.
TJ Friedl gets activated, comes back. Are we putting too much on a guy that you guys have called him Captain Chaos on your podcast? Is this a guy that you look at that can maybe bring an injection to this team as needed in the offense?
No, absolutely. He's a spark that can make this engine go. And we're starting to see it. The offense has looked a little bit better since he's been back. The lineup is a little bit better since he's been back. The great thing about TJ Friedl is he can be that guy. He just does it naturally, but he doesn't put the pressure on himself to do it. His first day back, you know, he gave a talk where he talked about he's just going to try and play his game and do the things that he does well. He's not adding extra pressure. He's not looking at himself to be the savior of the season or the driver of this Reds lineup. He's just looking to contribute and be a part of the team and do things well that he knows he can do. And we do. We call him Captain Chaos because he is the great disruptor.
He sure
can get you that bunt hit. He can steal you that base. He can do all of the things needed to get the other guys going. So I think he's going to be a big impact once he really gets the rust off and heats up.
Steve Offenbaker from the Locked On Reds podcast. Always appreciate your input, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Proper tree care is an investment that can lead to substantial returns and increased personal enjoyment. Hiring a certified arborist can help care for your trees and add considerable value to your property. Inspections by Ohio ISA certified arborists can often find and mitigate tree defects before they fail. Only professionals with specialized knowledge and training are properly equipped to provide appropriate care. To find an arborist, visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees4ohio.org.
Have you experienced foot or ankle pain during or after sports, running, or exercising at the gym? Nagging aches in your foot or ankle that won't go away? Podiatric physicians can provide you with important foot care solutions, shoe inserts, or show you how to support your feet and ankles so you're able to compete or exercise comfortably. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and have been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Flexible, secure, fun. Oh, and great pay, too. Are you not sure what you want to do for a career? Or are you thinking of changing careers? Being a dental hygienist or dental assistant may be the perfect fit for you and provides all of these perks, plus more. Talk with a dentist in your community or visit oda.org to learn more. Become a valuable member of the dental team and start helping people love their smile. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time now to get some highlights from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show with Jay Crawford. Here's producer Bodie Wells to set the scene.
The Browns were one of the best defensive teams last year, and so I expect them to be one of the best defensive teams this year, guys. But let's face it, they took advantage. A lot of their great defensive games were against poor quarterbacks. They were trash on the road defensively, and they embarrassed themselves outside of JOK in the playoff game. So I think there are real questions about the Browns' defense, about how good they are, but despite all that, I still expect them to be one of the better defenses.
Yeah, they're not going to be the best defense in the NFL because of Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow twice. Like, that is
Lamar twice.
Yeah, Lamar twice. It is a gauntlet. It is a gauntlet of the top quarterbacks in the NFL that they have to play this year. Just for that reason alone,
yeah, right,
they will not have the number one. That doesn't mean they can't be a very good defense.
Right.
Numbers-wise, they're not going to be number one.
Probably not, no.
Well, it depends on what you measure and how are you measuring it.
How would you measure it to where they could come out?
Usually they measure it off of what, total yards given
up
in the season?
Yeah, that's... I think that's bogus.
So I would look at it as if you are top three in interceptions, sacks, average yards passing, average yards running, like rushing, like or in points. I think that's the points one is probably the biggest one.
To catch the full breakdown, just search for the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show on YouTube. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and enjoy their daily content covering all things Cleveland sports. We'll be back to wrap up this week's Ohio Sports Magazine show here on the Ohio News Network.
If you're obsessed with fantasy sports and gambling things, we have the slightly above average radio show for you. On the Money with Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Sunday morning at 9 on the Fan Nation. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
That's all for this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. Thank you so much to this week's guests, Evan Durr with the Ohio State University Department of Athletics, and Kelly McCarthy, Jalen Baldwin, and Todd Hathaway of the Cleveland Foundry. Thanks to all of our Locked On podcast contributors this week as well. For Bodie Wells, Eric Reeser, and Paul Keels, I'm Kate Burdett. Thanks for listening to Ohio Sports Magazine. Join us next week here on the Ohio News Network.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.